What you're about to hear is a phone interview with Dick Thomas, Vice President, SHP Leading Design. SHP Leading Design has been selected to receive an Autodesk BIM Experience Award for their application of a fully integrated building information modeling design and construction process on more than 150 projects to date. This is part two of a two-part podcast series. In this segment, Dick Thompson discusses how SHP Leading Design is using BIM for sustainable design and how he envisions the role of BIM for facilities management. Dick, earlier when we were talking about what differentiates your company, you mentioned in passing sustainable design as an aspect. How is your firm using building information modeling for sustainable design?
We have developed a series of processes and process models using BIM for the purposes of driving sustainable design solutions in a couple of different ways. We develop very early on in the design process what we'll call a simple BIM model, or SBIM is the acronym for it. And these allow us to very quickly get into an analysis mode by combining the Revit models with a number of energy modeling softwares, Ecotect or Green Building Studio are the ones that we use the most. And with that combination of those two softwares, we can start to look at very quick energy analyses, even at the earliest conceptual design phases, allowing us to measure the performance relationship between design solutions by comparing building siting, orientation, massing, size, scale, opening size and scale, wall construction, all sorts of different things about the general organizational system for the building, which when plugged through these software models generate different energy performance solutions or different energy performance criteria. And we can do this very quickly and very simply, but it gives us a chance to evaluate maybe a dozen different concepts relative to not only their solution as it relates to program, but the solution as it relates to energy consumption. And it gives us a chance to make great decisions early on. That's one way we're using it for sustainable design, to kind of set the table for the right approach at the very early stages of the design process. A little bit more detailed example is we're currently working on a master plan for an institution who has a lot of housing on its campus. And they have limited funds for the future, but they need to make improvements to their facilities and to their housing for their students and prospective students. And one way we can go in is model those existing structures and then use that model as a basis to plug into these different energy softwares to run very simple analyses on what does it mean to change the windows out. And obviously there's a solution A for that. And there can be solution A, subset 1, subset 2, subset 3, depending upon the type of window that gets introduced, all easily studied and analyzed by using a BIM model as a starting point and then overlaying these energy modeling softwares into the equation. So it becomes an integral part of our whole thought process, and I think that's maybe the simplest way to answer how we're using it for sustainable design, is it becomes another piece of criteria. Just like you pick the right brick or you pick the right window, you pick the right construction methodology and right configuration to support the highest levels of sustainability that we can achieve on a given site and with a given program.
How do you envision the role of building information modeling for facilities management?
Well, that's kind of the question of the day, isn't it? The relationship of the world of BIM, as we mostly understand it today, which applies principally to design and construction, and how that ultimately influences facility operations and management over time, is, you know, some have referred to it as the Holy Grail for the future. Some people don't get it at all. In our case, we think it is an extraordinarily rich opportunity for architecture and design to extend its presence past completion and into the long-term life of the building. It allows us to influence things like life cycle costing decisions so that we're beginning to lay into the program process decisions that we didn't normally spend a lot of time on, and at least historically didn't spend a lot of time on, which is what energy went into the cost of making the materials, how much does it consume during construction, how much does it consume during operations, when does it need to be replaced, what's the cost of that whole system of equations. It's really making our decision models much more rich in terms of the information we have to analyze and carry forward. And it begins to influence the decisions about how the building ultimately should and will operate. Architects in and of themselves have an opportunity to influence operations now, as a result of BIM and LEED and other IPD practices, in a way we've never had to before or never had the opportunity to before. We're setting standards relative to LEED criteria and performance and design that need to be delivered on at the end of the day. And the best chance we have to connect the dots, if you will, or to make that delivery viable and accurate is to extend our knowledge into the operations process. And we can very readily do that. When we create the models appropriately, we infuse them with the right information. We understand facilities operations better than we do now. And we have the opportunity in the future to begin to influence how those operations take place. For us, that started with, you know, the whole point guard development, the FM services company that we have that's been around for at least 5 years now. And we're beginning to see evidence of very positive results from that in our with some of our public clients where we're providing facilities management services as part of their internal facilities teams. And we're beginning to drive solutions both in design and operations that help extend the life of the buildings, that make their current energy consumption or reduce their energy consumption, and allows them to make much better decisions about replacement cycles than they've ever had the chance to do before. For us, BIM, as it connects to facilities management, represents an entirely new and very rich direction for us as architects to begin to leverage our skill sets and our strength of our knowledge and strength of our relationships forward into the full life of the building.
For more about SHP Leading Design, visit www.shp.com.